TFM.com.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Praises of his people. Are you his people? It is God's desire for us to make some noise sometime. And that noise should be exciting and ecstatic. The choir should be singing. The drum should be beating. The musicians should be playing. And the congregation should be exalting. Because God's been better to us than we've been to ourselves. So the Lord simply say, I love you. Do you love me? And if we have a love relationship with the Lord, we ought to declare him and make some noise sometime when the Lord has been better to us than we have been to ourselves. There ought to be some noise sometime. Even if it's just a moan, even if it's just a wave of a hand, there ought to be some joy sometime in your worship and in your praise. You cannot sit still and praise God with no lips moving, no hands waving, no clapping of feet. You cannot praise him. But when you get excited, and you know that you know that you know that you know your relationship is intact. You can rejoice because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. He walks with us and he talks with us. And he tells us that we are his own. My brothers and sisters, God has something far greater in store for you. For God has a purpose, and that purpose is for you to have a relationship with him. And when that relationship is with him, you are intertwined with the Father, you are intertwined with the Son, and you are intertwined with the Holy Spirit. And what I love about the Holy Spirit, that it is transforming me into a supernatural image of the Lord, our God, and our maker and creator. My brothers and sisters, there's a reason the Holy Spirit does the work that it does. Because the same God who brought us into this for a purpose said that each and every one of us must be born again. You can't get to heaven the way you are. I was born like this, always didn't change and be born again. My brothers and sisters, we were created by God to not only have a relationship with him, but to praise him, to honor him, and to adore him. Created, God is creating a new order of people right here on earth. You are peculiar because you are changed. And that's why people can see a difference in you. You cannot sit in a church for 50 years and not be different. You cannot sit under a teaching of God's word and not be changed. And if you are not, then take God's word. For God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God's word is transforming our life. life into the image of him. And if you let God's word into your life, you are now a new order and a new creature. My brothers and sisters, the new man, or this new birth, or this new order, and the power of the Holy Spirit now takes up residence in your life, and he ain't going nowhere. Because the new order, the new man, is resonating within you for eternity. And that new order by which the Holy Spirit is transforming you, making you a new creation, because old things are done away, and behold, all things become new, makes you uniquely different because God is watching you. The new man has now been transformed into the spiritual image of God. That's why my brothers and sisters in 1 John 5 and 1, it states, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the Father, love whosoever has been born of him. By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandment. We are chosen for a purpose, my brothers and sisters. We are to be priests and a holy nation, or a holy people. A nation as well as a people who acknowledge the Lord as our God. Letting the world know that you are baptized, born again believer. In the Old Testament, Christians were identified by the emblem of a fish sign that they carried around their neck. But today, what signs do you and I have to let the world know who we are? And how can they tell you and me from the world? There should be something different about our character that will let them know there's something different about the person. We are instruments of God. Never forget that. And what does my instrument say to my Creator, who knows me better than I know myself? We are all instruments of God. It is not relegated to the Baptists or the Catholic or the pulpit. It's relegated to you. If you are born, you are an instrument of God. You are a conduit. That means when the word of God touches you, it should be transformed and spread abroad. We are all instruments. Antioch, the Lord desires for us to be witnesses, his witnesses, and to reveal to those who do not know him, to reveal what we have seen or what we have heard. I have personally seen in my missionary trips through the preached word 13 children in South America. One Friday night in South America, where the water was blacker than my shoes, where the children had pennies that they put in the collection plate, but they had a hunger and they had a desire to not only hear the word, but they had a hunger and desire that their life be changed. And when we got up to preach, I saw 13 children rush to the altar and surrender their life to the Lord. That wrecked me because I have never seen that before in the history of this country or wherever I have preached. But when I have gone to places other than a nation that has been supernaturally blessed to a nation that are poverty stricken, I see people running by the hundreds to the Lord. And we can say amen to the Lord. My brothers and sisters, those 13 souls were added to the church by the preached word. 1 Peter 2:9, that deep part. He called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He called you, not anybody else, but personally, God called you. He called me one day, Dwayne, and I ran. For 12 years did I run, but there was a purpose for my running. But the purpose he had for me was far greater than what I even knew for myself. I couldn't preach the way I preach today, nor explain the gospel the way I explain it today. But God had a supernatural purpose for this ministry, for such a time as this. For God is moving, for God inhabited the praises of his people. We are to proclaim the good news, to give our testimony of that change he has done in our life. Our lifestyle should be a testimony of the good news. How we walk, how we talk, how we live should be who we represent. The Lord knows who are his people. As I close, I want to share this with you because God says, I need to get to your heart. I need to get to the inner core of your being. Several years ago, I was having my oil changed on my truck. And I entered into a conversation with a man who came in, and he shared what type of work he was doing and how the lumber company that he worked for had kept him working in spite of the downturn economy. I shared with him I was retired and that I was now pastoring a church. And he said, I knew it. I knew that there was something different about you. Do you know, Antioch, what makes the difference? What makes the difference in a person's life is the Spirit of God in the person. That's what makes the difference. And wherever you go and whatever you do, people hear and people know who you are by the personality that radiates from you. It is not an accident that men know who you are by the way you talk. And they, if they don't want to be in your company because they don't talk like you and act like you, they leave from where you are. Or they have enough respect for you that they don't want you to hear the language that they speak. There's a reason for it. When you have a relationship with the Lord elevates you to a higher level. And men know who you are and what you stand for. God has a purpose for whatever and whomever we meet or we encounter in life. Romans 8:28 states, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the call according to his purpose. God sees the bigger picture, and he has a master plan for our purpose, that he sanctioned. God has a purpose, and God's purpose is that he's drawing you this very day to him. For where would we be without the Lord? The doors of the church open.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this